Let him know, Coke. What are we doing over here?
All right, we're over here. We're starting a podcast. My name is Nicholas Coca.
You guys know me, Kev.
And yeah, we're just going to talk about football mostly. We're going to try and incorporate other sports later down the line. But right now, we're going to talk a little bit about college football because I think it's, you know, just a little bit because I think it's still too early and irrelevant because the rankings just came out. And I disagree with it, but I can see what they're trying to do.
Wait, before we even get into that, you kind of want to tell the people why we're doing this, like what we're here for.
Oh, yeah. So we're basically, well, I'm just tired of like ESPN and all these, you know, Fox Sports. They're really, you know, stepping away from actual content.
Max Kellerman.
And they want to get into memes and make jokes. And, you know, they don't want to talk about stats anymore. They just want to talk about, oh, did you see Odell's cleats? Did you see him wear a $2 million?
It's more drama now. It's not even sports anymore. It's more drama. It's more Max Kellerman going up there. And it's like, what dumb thing could I say this week that's going to get the people all riled up? Shannon Sharp, I love that man. He has a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I like Shannon Sharp. I love Stephen A. But Max Kellerman. Good stuff,
but yeah, it's like some of them, it's more about the drama. It's more like a TV show now than actually talking about the sports. What's going on? Who's going to win? Why are they going to win? Stuff like that. So we're kind of tired of it.
Yeah, so what we want to do is just give y'all real sports, real stats. Let us know our opinions. You know, give us some of your feedback. And yeah, we're just going to be just talking about sports.
Yeah, it's our first show. We're going to see how it goes. Feel free to comment on Instagram. Shout out to our little producer, Kev, over here. He's kind of, He's kind of helping us with this whole thing. Me and Coker just kind of do a little practice run. See how it goes. See if you guys like it. If you guys like it, we'll come back. Keep feeding you guys with different content. You guys let us know how we could kind of improve. And you said you want to start with college football, right?
Yeah, I do. I saw the rankings. I saw Ohio State at one. I could get down with that. I'm not upset. The boys are just dogging everybody that they go against. So I could see it's still early. They still got maybe, I'm not sure what their upcoming schedule, but they got Michigan.
They still play Penn State, too.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the whole reason they made Ohio State one is so we get a nationally televised like playoff game.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Ohio State, Penn State, Alabama, LSU this weekend. We're getting two playoff games in regular season. It's bringing in more money, and that's the only reason that Ohio State jumped. We good? No technical difficulties. Okay, but you know what I'm saying though, like I feel like they did it on purpose. They had Bama and LSU get jumped so they could get the 1-4 game pretty much in the regular season.
So Penn State's 4. This week we got Bama and LSU, so it'll be 2-3 matchup.
Who do you got?
I don't even know. It depends where it's at. I don't even know where it's at.
I think it's in Tuscaloosa. I know LSU's best linebacker right now, Michael Divinity. He's actually not playing. He just got cut from the team.
He got cut? I heard. I saw
he didn't
that.
Get cut.
He
they
left.
They haven't really like came out with the details. One of my coworkers, Brent, shout out Brent. He actually played for LSU, and apparently this guy's having like baby mama drama.
Oh,
and
shit.
She's kind of holding it over his head, and she waited till the week before the big game to kind of announce what was going on with the, yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's in Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa.
Oh, it's a 3:30 game.
It is day game.
Yeah.
So who do you got?
Is this it? Oh,
that's
me.
That's it right there.
I don't know, because they're gonna play Tua.
Tua's hurt,
sure.
Man. His ankle.
But honestly, man, I'm gonna probably have to go with Bam or with LSU.
You
the
like
offense
it?
Is different.
I like it too.
It's not more. It's no
like
more run heavy. There, he's sling that rock.
Joe Burrow? Dude, he's balling. I saw some guy made a bet online. It was like $50. Will Joe Burrow win MVP? If he ends up winning, he's gonna win like $40,000 or something ridiculous like that. So shout out to that guy. But that kid's throwing the ball.
Yeah, he
man.
Really is. He's for LSU. That's crazy. Because for I don't know my whole lifetime, them boys just pound the rock.
Pounding the rock. That's
this
the
year, Joe
SEC.
Burrow, he's second in passing yards.
And everybody talks about Bama's receivers, Jerry Jeudy and all those boys. They're first-round draft picks. But LSU's receivers are not bad, man.
No, they're
those,
not.
Those guys are going
they're
up,
not.
And they're balling.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I want to see that LSU defense and that Bama offense because the Bama offense is electric too. But, yeah, all four of them boys on Bama's the receivers,
yeah,
they're all cold. That's first what I'm saying. Like, all right, so not to step away from college football because I'm not done on that. But, like, this tank for Tua.
Yeah, no,
bro. That man, I mean, he's nice, but
you don't. Go get Chase Young.
That's what I'm saying.
Go get Chase Young.
Chase Young's the first overall pick.
You see what Nick Bosa's doing this year with the 49ers?
Yeah.
And you see these defensive ends, they come in and they ball out. Quarterbacks take years to develop.
They really do.
Why not go get somebody that's proven and build a team around him. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Because, yeah, I would go with Chase Young. But then Tua, he's got the best wide receivers in college football.
That too. And
he's got a great coach in Saban. He's got a good run game. Is it him or is it the team around him?
Too. You know, it's funny because, like, this is the great year to talk about it because you have these cats like Andy Dalton, Marcus Mariota, Cam Newton, all these guys that were studs in the NFL. What are they doing now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then these no-name quarterbacks, Gardner Minshew coming in, Kyle Allen coming in, they're balling out. I'm not going to waste a pick on a quarterback that has to prove himself when I can go get somebody that's proven and I can put talent around him, Chase Young, and these guys. Get Jerry Jeudy. Why not Jerry Jeudy?
If I'm the Dolphins, I think they got 3 first-round picks.
They do. They have 3. They have the Texans and the Steelers.
Yeah, and picks. So they'll definitely have 2 top 10 picks. The Steelers, maybe pick 11. But, they'll definitely have the
first. They upset the Colts this week, man.
Who?
The Steelers.
That's right.
That was good. Minkah Fitzpatrick has, I think he's leading the league in picks right now.
Yeah, it's either him or.
No, he's second place. Devin McCourty.
Yeah, McCourty, yeah. Yeah.
That was a good trade for both teams.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I don't know. The Dolphins, I feel like their tanking was unnecessary. Like, I knew they were going to have, like, a bad season, but damn, like do something for the fans. Like, shit.
What about the Jets, though, with that L? Miami got the win this week.
I can't even talk about the Jets because they're so bad. But I know my dad's going to listen to this. He's a big Jets fan.
Yeah.
And
hey, shout out Trevor Siemian, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jets. He was my high school quarterback. I was a freshman. He was a senior.
See, I knew that already, but I don't know about everybody else.
Yeah, well, got to let the people know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Olympia people out here listening. Hopefully. But yeah, I want to – the Jets – honestly, that was a big blunder because I know you and me both, we both picked him to go far this season.
Sam Darnold with the mono. Adam Gase, you think he's done?
Yeah.
He's got to be.
I'm all for, like, giving a coach, like, some time. But what's he been? It's his first year?
First year. You remember Cardinals coach Steve Wilkes, I think it was last year. He got fired.
That was cold.
That was cold, yeah.
Yeah, because at least the Jets, they don't have, like, on paper, they're good.
Exactly.
Like, Le'Veon Bell, they got a solid.
This shouldn't have been a bust
year. I don't know. Sorry, so it is first year. I don't know about that.
C.J. Mosley hasn't played all year.
Yeah.
So he's been hurt.
We'll see. I mean, I don't think, because I think the Cardinals, given that coach Wilkins,
that was messed up.
Yeah, they did him dirty. Had no team. They had the first overall pick. But yeah, speaking on coaches,
we can't even talk about that. Let's go back to college football real
yes,
quick.
Yes, we got to talk about
that whole division and all that.
Hey, so my team is the Florida State Seminoles. I've been to Florida State actually one time. That was last weekend for the Miami game. But I've loved them my whole life, and Willie Taggart, man.
Goodbye.
For real.
Good riddance.
I mean, I was trying to look at, the glass half full, but you just can't be getting destroyed by Miami at home. Not only that, it was 2-3 years ago, they had the number 2 recruiting class.
And he didn't
do
nothing with them.
5 stars all over the field. All right, realistically, like 6. Bro, I don't know about if you guys listening know football like that and watch the game, you should not run the Wildcat. Every goddamn play.
That O-line's been terrible for, I think it's been 2 or 3 seasons now.
4
and
5.
I don't understand how you're Florida State and can't go out there and find some guys. Especially Florida State. Florida, you have IMG Academy down there.
Yeah.
You have all these big schools. St. Thomas Aquinas. Recruit somebody. Get anybody,
I don't know what they're going to do now. The head coach job is vacant right now. Honestly, I'll tell
who's
you who
top
I want.
Five? Who's your top 5?
Top 5? I'm not even thinking about 5. I'm thinking about 1.
Lane Kiffin.
Lane the main. But a friend of mine, she was like, yeah, he's not going to leave FAU. He's not going to leave the beaches.
What was her reasoning?
She was like, well, he's having fun, and he's not going to leave the beaches for Tallahassee. Come on now. I wouldn't either if I'm
go back
15
to a
minutes from Miami.
Didn't he coach Tennessee, right?
He coached at Tennessee.
USC.
And then he was the OC for Bama.
He's got to want to get back to a Power 5, you know what I mean? What's up, Cassie? This is my puppy. Shout out to my little puppy. She's terrible. What's up? But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, he signed a 10-year contract with FAU, by the way. There's no way he stays there for 10 years. He's going Power 5. And if it's not Florida State, it's going to be somewhere else.
I mean, I hope it's Florida State because, hey, if we lose with Lane Kiffin, I bet we have a damn good time doing it. Because that man, I know he parties.
You see his tweets, right?
Yes, I follow him. Crazy. Yeah, he does not give a fuck.
All right, let me throw a name out there, and you tell me how you feel about this guy taking the job.
All right, let me see if I know him. Who is it?
All right, everybody's been talking about Bob Stoops being on campus and all this.
No. I'm not believing it.
I don't care. I've heard Matt Campbell from Iowa State. I've heard that.
I would love that because, hey, we had some good times at Iowa State.
What about this, though? What about Les Miles?
That's who I wanted in the beginning.
Okay.
It was right before he signed with Kansas. I was like, Les Miles he sat the year out because LSU fired him.
Yeah, yeah.
After, what, like a 9-win season?
Yeah, crazy. He took the Kansas job because he kind of had to. You know what I'm saying? But I could see him definitely going to Florida State.
And they've been not, you know, playing Kansas ball with him. They've been playing
Who did they just upset this year? They beat somebody. Didn't they beat a ranked team this year?
I don't know about ranked, but.
I haven't watched a Kansas game all fucking
No, I don't
Kansas.
Give a damn. Yeah. I don't. But, I wanted Les Miles, but then we went with Taggart, and I was like, I mean, it's questionable because he's not known for winning.
I wanted him to be successful there, you know?
Of course.
He went to Florida State, but.
Yeah, but, I mean, people are saying, oh, it's too soon. Not really. I don't know who was calling the plays. Was it Ken Browse, the OC? But, yeah, we got scrub games. We are the scrubs. Florida's coming up. I made bets. With some friends that I might have to get a second job.
That Georgia game was tough, man. It was tough.
Yeah.
Well, Florida does look better than they have in the past offensively.
Yeah, they really do.
Felipe Franks, there's no way that kid could have carried them how far they've been this year. I think the backup Trask, he's done a good job.
Yeah. I'm talking about Felipe Franks might transfer.
I think
I don't know.
No.
Tallahassee.
That would be nuts. Dude, y'all need some. Oh, what's his name? Blackman is just.
Yeah, he's bad, but Hornibrook's not bad. It's just that every time they gave up 8 sacks.
Yeah.
That's.
I'm telling you, Nolan's been terrible forever.
8 sacks.
It reminds me of a school we
come
know.
On. Come on, bro. Let's say 8 sacks.
Shout out, Graceland.
Shout out to Graceland University. That's where we went. We played college ball out there.
It was NAIA, small school, you know.
Yeah. NAIA, you give up 10 sacks a game. Shout out Preston Compton. For making it through that game, took 10 sacks.
You know, it was crazy.
He took that shit on the chin.
I don't know if you guys know the difference. It's like NAI school is basically like a D2 pretty much. It was a great time. Like, I love the competition, all that. It was fun. But it was more into, like, partying and doing stuff like that. I wonder if
books,
that's how
man.
Florida State feels now that they – you know what I'm saying? When you're not winning games, it's hard to even care about
that's
showing
what I'm
up.
Like, it's like, what are we playing for? A bowl?
They don't care. You get like what, a PlayStation, an iPad, maybe some money or something.
Not the
like
bowl
that.
Florida State's going to them.
Exactly.
They're about to go play in the St. Pete Bowl.
The toilet bowl.
Man,
if they
the
make
Birmingham Bowl.
You know what I'm saying? But I wonder if they show up to practice and just like, you know, screw this. Or do they actually fight you?
No, them boys just dance all day.
That's it, right?
I'm telling you, them boys, all they do is dance.
But talking about ACC, Clemson, they're going to be in the playoffs this year. They don't play nobody else for the rest of the season.
Unless they somehow get upset. But they got South Carolina left on the schedule. I'm pretty sure they got maybe one FCS school.
But let me ask you this. This scenario, I'm going to throw it out there. What do you think happens? Let's say, because Bama's 3.
Yeah.
Right, Alabama's 3. Let's say Bama beats LSU, and then Georgia beats Bama in the SEC championship.
Well, Georgia's got to get in. But they're
SEC champs. But do you think Bama will be in? Do you think LSU's going to? Because you can't.
Wait, so you're saying.
So. LSU Bama this weekend.
Yeah.
Say Bama pulls it off. They beat LSU.
So now we got a one loss LSU.
Now we got a one loss LSU.
Okay.
We have Georgia one loss.
Yeah.
Is going to play Bama. If Georgia wins,
yeah.
Bama's one loss as well. So you have Bama, LSU one loss, and you have Georgia the SEC champs. There's no way they can put 3 SEC teams in the playoffs.
No, they're going to have to leave out LSU. I mean, but that's the thing. Who the hell wants to see another LSU Bama game? Like, one's cool.
Yeah,
I don't need to see that.
You don't say that too soon. Let's watch it this weekend because you never know, dude. Now that they both have good offenses, it might not be the typical 6-9 game.
That's what I'm saying. You might be right because I remember that 2012 season when it was the number one, number two Bama LSU.
Yeah,
and then they met up again in the championship, and I was like,
see, I love that because I was a defensive guy. You know, I love those games.
Yeah,
like
I know what you mean.
3-6, but for the fans,
don't get me wrong, I like a defensive battle, but the whole game.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love it, man. Personally, that's what turns me on. I love, like, sack after sack picks, hard hits. I hate these 50-55. It's a shootout. There's no defense, man. Go. You know what pisses me off?
Let me know.
You know what? It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I was watching the NFL this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and Denver, Noah Fant, caught a pass. And I think he broke four arm tackles. And I'm like, how are you in the NFL? You can't make arm tackles.
You really? That's what I'm saying.
All these high scoring games now, all these like DBs that don't want to hit. Like Greedy Williams was a second round draft pick last year, and his biggest knock was he can't tackle. Okay, I'm not drafting him.
Yeah.
What's it going to do for me?
I need a Jalen Ramsey.
Exactly, yeah.
That's going to come down and lay the wood.
Well, we got to talk about that, man, because I'm tired. Like, the NFL is trying to make, in college too, they're trying to make the game more safe, but to me personally, they're kind of ruining the game.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, what I used to love was going on YouTube and, you know, looking at Brian Dawkins.
Yeah.
Looking at Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
Now you don't see that. It's more, let's light up the scoreboard. Let's throw the ball in the air and let's just pray and
see
what
happens.
That's
what I'm saying. They think that people want to see, like, the shootout games. Maybe. Not me. I want to see someone get smacked.
Exactly. It's football, right? It's football.
I know if my defense – see, I'm a Bucks fan. Shit. And them boys have no run defense is straight. They're number – you know them –
Zach Barrett.
Yeah, they're number one. They have the number one run defense.
If not for four or five plays, Tampa Bay could be above 500.
That's what I'm saying. We've only been beat by over seven more – I think one game, and that was two – who was it? I can't remember, but every game has been lost by seven.
It's funny because it's the games that Tampa is supposed to have a struggle with, the Rams, right?
Yeah.
They came out and balled.
Yeah.
The Seahawks, they lost this week in overtime.
But we were keeping up with
y'all them. Y'all kept up, and y'all had a 21-7 lead.
If
y'all
I know.
I think you're a quarterback away.
No.
You know I'm not a Jameis fan.
No, Jameis.
I'm not a Jameis fan.
Jameis is the man. Let me tell you. All right, so one thing I will preach on this podcast is that stats – they'll lie to you sometimes. Numbers do lie. Like, all right, Jameis Winston against – who was it? He threw two picks against – damn, who was it? Who we just played? Like
every team y'all played this year.
That's okay, but he threw – like, the quarterback is not throwing the ball to the receiver. He's throwing it to where the receiver is supposed to be. So you got dudes like Perriman running flies when they should be running a post, and Jameis is throwing it to the post, and that gets picked off. Oh, Jameis threw a pick today. Yeah, because he's got dudes running the wrong route. Bobo Wilson cutting the route short. Who the hell's running a 7-yard comeback?
That's coaching, too, you know?
I know what you mean.
But it's funny. Mike Evans, I think, is second in the league in receiving.
Yeah.
Chris Godwin's fifth, right? You can't say he doesn't have good talent
that's
around
what I'm saying.
Him. O.J. Howard, y'all haven't used him at all.
I don't know what they're doing with him. But
he was
that's
on a trade block, and they wouldn't trade him.
No, I don't want to trade him because at least he does some shit in the run game.
Like y'all want to see me piss Coke off real quick? This man, when they drafted O.J. Howard, wanted Dalvin Cook so bad. To this day, he will preach they should have took Dalvin Cook, which y'all should have. But Derwin James was on the board too. What's up with your front office, man? Tampa Bay just can't get it right. What are you guys doing? You're a fan. You tell me.
Nah, that was still, I'm telling you, the biggest heartbreak was watching Dalvin Cook wear fucking purple and gold. Man, that is an ugly combination, first off. But the second thing is, like, okay, O.J. Howard in the first round. Yeah, I cried a little bit. But what's it called? He was in the second round, too, and we could have easily traded up. But, no, I guess we're satisfied with Peyton Barber, who's decent, but he's not leading the league in rushing like Dalvin Cook. That always gets me. And then Vita Vea is balling out, though. I'm not going to lie, because people look at the interior lineman like, oh, he has no sacks. Well, it's not his damn job.
Yeah, that's not your job.
Clog the middle, and that's what he's doing. And he is still getting pressure, so he's not only doing his job, he's going above and beyond.
Yeah.
But I just feel bad for him because that man could go and be the next Haloti Ngata. Remember him with the Ravens? You know, just balling out. Hall of Fame. But people always be like, what if we had Derwin James?
Yeah, Derwin James, it sucks he got hurt this year. That kid...
God damn.
Oh. What's up, Cassie?
But yeah, he's...
I don't think she likes Tampa Bay much.
Man, you got to get rid of her.
Yeah.
But yeah, Derwin James broke his foot or whatever. Did something to it.
That kid's a baller, man.
He is. He'll be the best safety in the league in about one season. Next year.
Yeah.
In the box. He's blitzing. He's getting sacks. He's intercepting passes.
He's versatile.
Yeah. That's what...
He can do it all.
That's what the Bucks need. We need a secondary... We've stayed away from it in the drafts. Actually, no.
I can't believe y'all didn't get Tyrann Mathieu this offseason with Bruce Arians
coming
in. Yeah,
that's
what
I was thinking, but he didn't want to sign with us. Oh, speaking of that, yo, these offseason moves, I mean, these regular season moves, they were cool, but I just feel like the wrong teams, like not the wrong teams, but teams made moves that they really didn't have to, but they just wanted to like beef up their team, like the Rams.
Well, the Rams dropped Aqib Talib just to save cap to sign Ramsey in the offseason.
I feel bad for him. I mean, not really. He's in Miami. But he was in L.A. Damn, he kind of...
But let's talk about this. Did you see Aqib Talib this week on the Colin Coward show?
I did. Talking about, you know, when you in Colorado, you want to try out the Colorado things. Yeah. So smoked weed.
Yeah. What'd he say? New Orleans, it might not even be alcohol. You might want to try out the food, but you're not going to play right on Sunday. But you're trying to get the experience of the city.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I would do the same
shit. But you know it's not just him, man. It's probably like 50% of the league, dude.
If they put a team in Vegas... Well, that's a problem because I guess one of the rules in the NFL is you can't have the team stay in hotels with casinos.
I didn't know that.
So that'd be one issue.
But think about it like this, man. If me or you would have made it and we get the opportunity that we get to travel to all these different places.
You're done
exactly.
After a game.
Rookie season.
You showed up to the plane late and you're cut.
Yeah. Rookie season, I'm trying to get these stats. You know, I'm trying to run it up. Year two, I'm still trying to ball. Man, year 17, I'm Ray Lewis. I don't care about the game no more. I'm a ball, but I'm going to be out there. I'm experiencing everything. You know what I'm saying?
I'd have been done. They'd have cut me in preseason. All right, yeah, we're traveling to what's it called? The Rams. Oh, L.A.? For preseason? Shit, we about to turn up.
You remember Ezekiel Elliott walked into the dispensary and they caught him on camera when he was in – it was Cali, right?
I think it was Cali, Florida, something like that.
Yeah. It's all of them, man, you know.
That's funny.
So you want to talk about some of these games this past weekend?
Yeah, hold on. First, what were you just talking about before that?
Playoffs. We got off topic. College football playoffs. Who's going to make it?
Oh, mine, Bama for sure, because I can only see them losing one game. So they lose to LSU. They win out. They need LSU to win out. So then on their resume, it's like, hey, we have one loss to the SEC champs and – maybe potentially Heisman winner Joe Burrows.
It's got to be two SEC teams this year. It's going to be because Bama and LSU most likely, but if Georgia wins the SEC championship, I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah.
Either way, you're going to have two SEC teams.
If Ohio State
or Penn State, whoever wins should be
in. But then
Clemson.
Clemson's got to win out and they'll make it.
If they win out, they do make it. Yeah.
They got to win out. But I honestly, if I'm Bama, it depends on Tua's ankle. If it's actually like bad, then I'm sitting him.
Not playing him.
No, because they lose. Honestly, if they lose, it's easier. It's an easier path. Because if they lose, then they don't have to play Georgia in the SEC title game.
Yeah, which I think that's kind of – I think it's kind of fucked up how they do that, how they kind of hurt you for making it to a championship game.
That's
you know what
I'm
saying?
Like Oregon, they're getting rewarded for losing to
– Auburn.
And Auburn, they got a good D-line. That's it. They got a freshman quarterback who is decent.
Yeah,
who's
a
freshman.
Yeah.
Who's a freshman. And it's just...
What do you think about the 18 playoff?
I think it'd be a waste of time. And if I was a player and let's say I was... let's say I'm Trevor Lawrence and it's my junior year and they expanded to eight. That's two more games I got to risk my career for.
Yeah.
And they're not even getting paid. So I'd been like, no, sorry, coach. But he wouldn't do that because
they're already sitting out of bowl games like Christian McCaffrey.
The college football playoffs kind of watered down the bowl games because I could care less about, I don't know, two teams like.
Yeah. All these
why would I
want to
watch?
Yeah.
Why would I want to watch? Let's say Georgia go play in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Let's say it's the Rose Bowl.
It doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
And Jake Fromm sits out. Now I'm definitely not watching.
You know, it's funny. I went to I think I was maybe, man, 16 or 17. I went to Georgia, Nebraska, and it was like a Power 5 bowl. It was or New Year 6 or whatever. And this fucking stadium was empty. It was in the Citrus Bowl here in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, everything was empty. We bought, like, nosebleed tickets and sat all the way to the front. There was nobody there. It was empty. It was ridiculous. And it's in Georgia versus – it was, like, Nebraska. But in Georgia, I figured people would have traveled down. Yeah, granted, some people did, but –
yeah, and it's not even a far drive.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I just drove to Georgia the other week for
6 hours.
Yeah, it was a baseball game. Oh, actually, I wanted to bring that up. You know, I do love baseball. I don't know, like, you know, I don't know as much as I know about football. Like, I'm not sure about arbitration and contract works like that. So I'm not going to speak on something unless I definitely know it. But I do know that Kevin Cash, the manager for the Rays, if he does not win the AL Manager of the Year award, throw the whole MLB away. It is rigged. I mean, he probably will. He took a They had the lowest salary, basically playing with, like, I don't know, 60 million. Paying, all right, let's say 70 million. All that money, like 50 of it's going to Kevin Kiermaier. Like, that man had no money, and they made it that far with that team. He turned, like, that was nothing but scouting, and he did a great job. He better win it or it's rigged. But let's get back on to football.
I was going to say, that's how you feel?
That's how I feel. Oh, yeah. I'll blow up Twitter. I'll boycott the MLB, all but Rays games, because I do
love
to go there.
With MLB,
yeah, you'll get there. But let's talk about all these games. What you want to talk about last week?
I mean, it kicked off. It was Texans versus the Jags in London, right?
Yeah, that was the first Sunday game.
Texans dominated. I think, dude, they're so – the Texans are so – they could be so good. Like, even week one when I watched them play the Saints, I was like, this team, they lost, but they're legit. They almost won in the Superdome.
That's the thing. They are always hurt. That's the thing. They're always hurt because I think it was Watson's fresh or
– J.J. Watt towards Peck. He's out for the rest of the year. But Deshaun Watson's playing like MVP right now. He's not my front runner, which we'll get into later, but he's playing like MVP.
Yeah, he is.
They have talent around him. Hopkins, Will Fuller. They have all these guys balling out. Defense coming to play. The Jags, we'll talk about them in a second.
Yeah.
The Texans don't make the playoffs. They should win the division. Especially Jacoby Brissett getting hurt this week.
Yeah, that kind of hurt them. That's what I'm saying. It depends how they play when Brissett's hurt.
And I think Texans, they could pull an upset. They could beat a team like the Chiefs. Maybe them and the Ravens, that'll be a great game to watch. But they could possibly do something this year, you know?
Yeah, Carlos Hyde was looking like Ohio State Carlos Hyde. Yeah. Duke Johnson was even taken off. And they're running, like, even without Watt, they only gave up 74 yards. Yes, 74 rushing yards. But honestly, if I'm playing, actually, no, they got a little quarterback now. Minshew, well, not anymore. Minshew's being set.
Okay.
That's wrong.
You know how I feel. That's wrong. Play Minshew. This guy has a whole fan base behind him. I think they're 4-4 now, is what they are. You know, they're 4-4. Nick Foles. I love what he did in Philadelphia, but it's Nick Foles. It's Nick fucking Foles, dude. You don't know what he's going to do. You don't know how he's going to come out and play.
That Philly special exactly. All the way to a max. Like, he's making NBA money.
Yeah.
But
and
see, that's the thing with these GMs. They don't want to look –
They don't want to look bad.
They can't put that pride to the side.
But that's the thing is, like, playing Nick Foles, what does that do for your franchise? Nothing. He's going to be – it's not like he's your franchise quarterback. He's probably going to be there 2 or 3 years at most. Gardner Minshew right now looks like he's your future. Why not let him learn?
Yeah.
By getting
let
reps.
Him spin, yeah.
Let him out there. And it's not like, and I'll talk about it in a second, it's not like throwing him into a dumpster fire like they've done with Josh Rosen. He has some talent around him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? DJ Chark.
Yeah, he's nice.
They're doing good. Leonard Fournette, he has hope.
Yeah.
Let's see what he could do.
The O-line is the highest paid in football, so they're nice.
We'll see what he could do.
But that's where they messed up. They paid all the money to the O-line, which isn't bad, but, I mean, when you got a lockdown corner like Jalen Ramsey, I'm paying him first.
Exactly, yeah. They messed up with that.
They messed up. I mean, yeah, they got a good O-line, but, yeah. And then also think, like, Telvin Smith, one of the best inside linebackers in the NFL, said, I'm going to take a break this year.
Yeah, yeah. What the hell was up with that?
I don't know. I mean, hey, get right. Get right, because I love him. That man, he won a championship at Florida State.
It's crazy. The Jags won the AFC championship all of 2 years ago, and now they're a 4-4 team. They could be good, too, especially that division. The AFC South, man, every year it seems like they're all 8-8, 9-7. They're all right there, 10-6. They're all right there competing with each other. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most competitive divisions within that division, not – throughout the league, but we'll see. I think the Texans have it this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna agree, but the only thing is like, with I would have said the Colts, but Brissett, it just depends how serious his knee is. I wouldn't play him because
I think he's playing.
It's the Dolphins. They beat the Jets. Let's not get too excited because both teams suck. My bad, Dad. I know you're gonna listen, but yeah, that's the Jets for you. You know it too, but yeah, I'm sitting Brissett.
He's done a good job stepping in for Andrew Luck.
Yeah, that's for sure.
What'd you think about that game? They lost to the Steelers. When they made the trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick, the Steelers, I was like, what the hell are y'all doing? Y'all gave up a first for Minkah. And Alabama, I thought he was amazing. He just didn't produce in the league. But that guy now is tied for second in interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what was it like? I don't know if you want to look it up. It was like 2 forced fumbles.
Already
a fumble recovery. Not in the last game. I think it's been like 4 or 5 games.
I can tell you what he did last game. All right, so
But yeah, Minka, he stepped in, dude, and he's balling out right now. He's playing like the first round pick. I thought he was out of Alabama. Yeah, it was a win-win. The Dolphins are going to get
it this week.
He did. It was what it was. 96.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He did have that.
And the Dolphins, dude, they're coming out on top too because they got rid of somebody that didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
They were playing him at safety, which he was a box safety. Didn't feel comfortable there. And they're getting a first-round pick out of it.
Yeah, and the Steelers, they moved into 4-4. Damn. I don't even know.
Without Big Ben. Without Big Ben.
Is he coming back?
No, he's done for the year.
Talking about next year. You think you don't think he'll pull a Luck?
I don't think he could go out like this. Personally, I don't think he can. I think he might play one more. I thought this would have been his last year.
Yeah.
But because of him getting injured, I think he'll come back and play one more season.
I mean, feels like he owes it to Pittsburgh. His elbow or his forearm?
I'm not even sure, but I forgot. I feel like he owes it to Pittsburgh. I feel like that's how he feels personally. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew Luck, that was a whole different situation. That was more like mental. Hell, he didn't want to be there no more. I wonder if he'll make
a comeback. I mean, Jason Witten made a comeback.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But yeah, but Pittsburgh, man, 4-4. They won't make the playoffs or nothing this year, but they're doing better than they should. Mike Tomlin. What do you think about him?
Man,
rumors of him going to the Redskins.
Man, they need to fire him so Florida State could go pick him up.
I love him as a coach, man.
Mike Tomlin's great. Bro, he's great. But you have one bad season now, you're done. Them boys are waiting for nobody.
That's the thing, though. They started off, it was 1-4 or something like that. Now they're 4-4.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a bad – without your starting quarterback, they got rid of Antonio Brown. They got rid of Le'Veon Bell. What do you expect them to do?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Juju Smith, in my opinion, sorry, Juju. I just don't think he's a true –
He ain't listening.
yeah, you're right. I just don't think he's a true number one. He reminds me of a guy that he could be a number one, but I want talent around him as well. I feel like he needs somebody, a partner in crime.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, look at Godwin.
Chris Godwin, if Mike Evans wasn't there, I don't think he would be.
They got a double team Mike Evans, so all leaves you one-on-one. You better win those matches.
Exactly.
You better win.
I love Juju. I love his game. I feel like he needs some help there.
Yeah.
Somebody to kind of open up the vertical so he can. Because
I think the next man up is it Washington or?
Dude,
I'm not sure.
I've watched Pittsburgh play a couple times this year, and
yeah, I got to get that NFL package.
Yeah,
you might see me at Hooters next weekend, just watching
Twin
every
Peaks,
game
Twin
just
Peaks.
By myself, chilling. But also, what other games did we have?
49ers. Go ahead. You go.
Yo, what's up with your Patriots? And this one thing I hate is how everybody overreacting already. Like, oh, what's the concern with the Patriots?
This is the thing, man.
That RPO is deadly.
Being a Patriots fan, I know I'm in a Denver jersey right now. I'm a big Patriots fan, believer in Tom Brady. Going into the game, I personally thought we weren't going to win. I really didn't. I thought the Ravens were going to win. The Ravens look real good this year. Our defense is amazing. I just feel like Tom Brady isn't playing like himself. It's not even that. It's the fact that we've got rid of Josh Gordon. We've got rid of Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
We've had all these. We're rotating our receivers so much right now. They don't even have chemistry yet.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Not only that, one thing about Bill Belichick, and I'm gonna go ahead and throw this out there, and it might seem kind of crazy. I feel like he didn't even make adjustments on defense because he kind of wanted to see how Lamar Jackson was gonna react because they know they're gonna see them in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's some
next level shit.
You're not gonna. That's what I'm saying. They're like, okay, Bill Belichick's just like,
he don't care. It's a regular.
Like, all right. We got film now.
So, Edmar, you might be – my cousin is a Ravens fan, so we were kind of going at it all week. And he came in to work yesterday, and there's, like, a couple other Patriots fans over there. And he was acting like they just won the goddamn Super Bowl. Literally, this man was in there. He was just going off like, oh, we did this, we did that. It was a great game, but we had a 17-0 lead. Like, we did – and I'm like, dude, it's the regular season. We lost the game, and y'all are acting like y'all won the Super Bowl. That says a lot about the Patriots organization. A team is so
really
happy
does.
To just beat them, man. It's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, I saw this video. It was like how other teams celebrate their win. Like at Chicago, they got Club Dub. They're in there dancing.
Yeah.
John Gruden in there. Like they're throwing water around. Patriots, good game, man. Good game.
Yeah.
We worked today. Hey, we did good. Hey, we'll be at the film tomorrow.
But I could sit here and talk about them forever. Because Tom Brady, everybody's saying he's done after this year. He put his house up for sale.
I'm not buying into
that. Stop.
I mean, I could see maybe. All right, if anything, he'll retire. But I'm seeing, who could you see Tom Brady playing with next year?
Stop.
Bro, get people. Hey, this is what I'm talking about when we want to give you sports. And we don't want to give you just like, Tom Brady put his house up for sale. Yeah, I could see him.
He's second in passing in the NFL right now. Is he not? He's behind Phillip Rivers, I think it is. Yeah,
I think.
Look it up. I think Tom Brady's second. Phillip Rivers is first. But the dude's 42 years old, 43 years old, something like that, and he's balling out right now. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't been the Tom Brady we're used to. But then again, who would if you're rotating all the receivers? Imagine you put even somebody like Russell Wilson and you trade Tyler Lockett and then you trade DK Metcalf and you give him two new receivers that he has to learn what takes 2 weeks in training camp and the whole offseason within a week to get ready for
games.
It's not
going to happen. Yeah, he's second in yards behind Phillip Rivers.
He's second, And it's kind of crazy to me how people are expecting their offense to go out there and produce the way that they're used to them producing. It's a whole new
team.
That's
the thing. Everything they do is by committee. Receiver by committee. Running back by committee. Sonny Michel's balling out 1 week. Next week,
James White.
Rex Burkhead's getting
all
the carries. I'm like, damn, okay, Rex Burkhead. I thought he was done, but no, that man, he had a second life.
Yeah, the Ravens are surprising me this year, though. Everybody that said Lamar Jackson wasn't a quarterback.
Fire them.
Yeah.
Yo, what's Mel Kiper? Come on, bro.
This man's been making mock drafts for years, and he still can't get it right. You know what I'm saying?
But ESPN's still going to pay him millions.
He got picked fifth or sixth. Fifth or sixth quarterback off the board. Lamar Jackson.
I know he was 32nd pick of the draft.
It was Baker.
Yeah.
Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen. He was fifth, I think it was.
Yeah.
The NFL really took four quarterbacks above Lamar Jackson.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to bash those other quarterbacks because let's be real. Like,
They're young.
But honestly, they don't look at film. Like, Rosen, all right, he played at an average UCLA, but, you know, they are going to take him over Heisman winner Lamar Jackson, who can show he can throw and has that running ability. But I guess they just look for
– what's the word I'm looking for? It's kind of
politics?
Like, no. Well, politics is a big part of it, I feel like. But it's also the fact that he's a black quarterback. They feel like he should be a receiver. He should be a running back.
Yeah.
He's not a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? It's so stupid. It's kind of like older people, and they say, like, oh, you have long hair, you can't work for me. Like, get with the new trend, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like bro, tattoos are in, dude.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's fucking wild.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so they messed up. Well, the Ravens, that's one thing I saw Harbaugh, the coach, he said, well, you know, we've seen so many, you know, what's it called, teams fail trying to make the next Tom Brady, the next Peyton Manning. All right, well, we're going to do a new thing, and we're just going to make a whole new Lamar Jackson.
And the team they're putting around him, Marcus Brown, Antonio Brown's cousin, dude's fast, man.
Fast.
He's killing it, too. Mark Ingram stepping in, top five running back in the NFL.
Top five. Hey, he is a top five back.
He's balling out.
Yeah,
he's having a good year, too.
In my opinion,
you know?
Yeah.
And they have this talent around him. Nice one. But they have this talent around him, and I feel like the Ravens might – my personal opinion, they could make it to the Super Bowl this year. If they could beat the Patriots and they could somehow get over that hump of the Chiefs because they took an L earlier this year, they could probably make it to the Super Bowl.
And that was a close game.
It was. And Patrick Mahomes, he was hurt, it's been 2 weeks now?
Yeah,
two weeks. Their defense, to me, is abysmal. That thing
I don't
like
know what
terrible.
They're doing.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how it's been for last season for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Ravens could do it, man. They could.
Yeah, I think they could. And then
they just traded for a corner from L.A., I don't know why I'm drawing a blank here.
Peters.
Yeah, Marcus Peters.
Yeah, he's nice.
Yeah, they got some good DBs. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing, too. Like, these young quarterbacks, everybody's just bashing them. Like, oh, Trubisky's a bust.
It's been two years.
Yeah, he's
3 years.
Two or three years. And he's playing in I think it's a shitty system. They just started running the ball. I think they played the Saints 2 weeks ago. They had this man throw 50 passes. They ran it. That's what I'm saying. Like, dang, are they not getting the run game going?
I heard all this hype about David Montgomery preseason.
I drafted him in fantasy.
I did, too. They barely used him.
He had a good game last week.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah. And Trubisky, he's a young guy, but everybody already wanting him for, you know.
It's Jared Goff, his second year, ended up taking the Rams to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But if you look at that team on paper, it was like Madden, and I'm literally drafting nothing but superstars. I'm trading all my draft picks and just getting superstars. These guys aren't going to do that. You can't. Baker Mayfield, they gave him Odell Beckham. They gave him Jarvis Landry. It's his second year in the NFL. When is a second-year quarterback won the Super Bowl? You know what
I'm saying? Him and Odell Beckham have played 8 games together.
Seven or eight games.
I don't know if they had their bye already.
I remember when I was little, Joe Flacco and Matt Ryan came into the NFL. I don't know if it was their rookie year or their second year. Both of them ended up going to the conference championship, and both of them ended up losing. And that's the last time I can remember quarterbacks really coming into the league and making an impact like they did. And look at them now. Joe Flacco's in Denver not doing shit.
And then that's the thing, too. Like, Trubisky, he didn't sit behind nobody. He didn't have no quarterback guru.
Yeah.
Not trying to take anything away from Mahomes because he sat a year
behind Alex
and
Smith.
Had Andy Reid.
Aaron Rodgers had Brett Favre. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's how you're supposed to do it. And they just want to throw these quarterbacks into the fire. You know who's getting done dirty? Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen, man.
Them boys
so
are doing it. Everybody, oh, he sucks. No leadership. How do you know? Are you in the damn locker room with them?
He has no talent around him.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing. But the saddest part is he went from the Cardinals, who was the worst team in the league, and then they traded him to the Dolphins, who is now the worst team in the league.
The team we were just talking about, who I think could actually get him eventually, the Patriots, man.
Rosen?
See what Bill Belichick could do with him. Even if he's a backup third string.
I think they like Stidham from Auburn.
Yeah, he's. I mean, we'll
but
see
I
how
mean,
he does.
I remember they took Ryan Mallett.
Yeah,
and he did nothing but play garbage, and now I think he's out of the league.
Who took it was a? We ended up trading him to the Chiefs. He had taken us to an 11-5 season when Tom Brady tore his ACL. Matt Castle, yeah.
Yeah,
Josh Rosen, man. I don't know. We'll see.
Matt Castle got himself a bag.
Yeah, he did.
Got
after
paid
one
millions
season.
And did nothing.
So what other reminds games? Me of Brock Osweiler a little bit.
Yeah, we also had the Cowboys and the Giants.
Oh, that was Monday Night Football.
I love watching ESPN. You know, overreact. I think the Cowboys will win the division for sure.
To be honest with you,
it's either them or the Eagles.
Who cares? The best part of the game was the Black Cat.
Yes, that was thing, funny. Yeah. Bro, we got to get away from that. We're talking about sports, man.
You're right.
That's what I'm
right.
saying. Do you sports see only. All those memes about the cat? Come on, man. Like, how'd Saquon do?
They don't give a damn. We don't know.
They don't give a damn. I mean, he did straight.
No, but he had more receiving yards than rushing yards. I think he had like 26 rushing yards, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how many receiving yards he had exact. He had that one big reception.
Yeah.
But
still,
Zeke looked good.
Yeah, I mean, he did, yeah. But he's running behind the best O-line in football. And
yeah.
But not taken away from him because he is a beast. But, I mean, you have both of that, you should be unstoppable. That man is hitting the holes.
They'll win the division. I don't think Philadelphia should beat them for the Redskins are out, the Giants are out.
Oh yeah,
I don't think Philadelphia would beat Dallas for the division.
No, and them because their secondary is depleted, they're all hurt. That's what I'm saying. They should have made a move for Ramsey.
Yeah, they should have. I think they tried to. They probably just didn't offer as much as the Rams.
They should have gave everything they had.
Well, you saw they were trying to get some DB. Oh, Jamal Adams. They know they need a DB. They were trying to get Jamal Adams before the trade deadline.
Yeah. They should have tried harder because they have.
They wanted a lot, man. They wanted a Tyron Smith or they wanted a Zach Martin. They said no to both. Then they asked for a first-round pick and 2 second-round picks.
You talking about the Cowboys?
The Jets were asking the Cowboys for a lot. They're asking for the starting left tackle, the starting guard.
I'd have gave all that. But if I'm the Cowboys, I'm looking at them like, you're crazy as hell.
For Jamal Adams? I love Jamal Adams. Don't
yeah, he's
me wrong.
Solid. He's a baller.
He's a baller.
But
the
I'm
Jets
talking
did
him about, bro, you get 2 all-pro linemen and 2 first-round picks. Hell yeah, but if I'm the...
No, the Jets wanted
them.
That's
what
the Cowboys
saying.
Said no.
Yeah, if I'm the Cowboys, I'm saying no.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. The Eagles should have made a move. They didn't. I think the Chiefs should have made a move. The Browns should have made a move for O-line. They didn't. They messed up, but that's all right. That's why they're the Browns.
Yeah, but getting back to the Cowboys, because I think they make the playoffs.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I just think they don't do anything in the playoffs. They first round and done, because they're going to end up playing somebody like... 49ers, Saints, or whoever, Seahawks, Green Bay. I don't think they can keep up with those teams.
I doubt it.
They have the talent on paper.
Yeah, I mean,
they just don't produce.
That's what I'm saying. Dak Prescott will sling it. He's shown that he could throw downfield. Not like this, oh, you just dump it to Zeke and get yards. No, he could throw it. Amari Cooper is balling. Zeke, they got a solid offense. Their defense is straight. Honestly, not thinking about it, I don't know, man. Now that I'm thinking about it, damn.
Listen, they're gonna, dude,
hold
I
on,
play with them
minute,
in Madden. I play with the Cowboys in Madden.
Come on, bro. Updated rosters?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm listening.
I feel like they could run the ball. They got Amari Cooper. Gallup was
shit. Now that
good.
I'm thinking about it, now they got a great O-line. Their offense is legit. I know that they're first in passing. Let me double check.
You know who messed up, though?
Who?
Dak. Why didn't he sign the contract after week 3? They were 3-0, should have signed the contract.
Yeah.
Now I don't think he gets his he was never gonna get the $40 million he wanted a year, but that $30 million even right now, personally I wouldn't do it.
Nah, I think that. Let me see where they rank in defense, but yeah, Dak. I mean, you think he'll hold out?
I don't think he does. Just because if he does hold out, where's he gonna go?
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, who else is going to pay Dak that much money besides the Cowboys?
Shit. Yeah. Oh, Cowboys got the 6th-ranked defense.
They're not bad on defense.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Them boys might make some noise.
Oh, they just picked up Michael Bennett, who I think he had 2 sacks this week versus the Giants.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. You went from the – honestly, if I was, like, Aqib Talib and him, Bennett, I'd be mad getting traded from a Super Bowl contender. But don't sleep on the Cowboys. Actually, yeah, see, look at this stuff that you learn when you just, like, focus on that might be my new sleeper team.
Yeah, Cowboys.
I was just bashing them a second ago, but now.
No, they're good on paper, man. They're always good on paper, though. That's what scares me. And the NFC is so much better. If they were in the AFC, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd give them a shot. But in the NFC, it's just too competitive. The Saints, the 49ers, you know what I'm saying?
No, definitely be some good games. But
Well, talking about the NFC, you watched the 49ers-Cardinals game?
I did, actually. Yeah, I did.
I think 49ers, they're a team that's going to choke in the playoffs. I don't think they do it.
I think they're going to be solid. Yeah, I think they'll be
what
solid.
What makes you say that?
Bosa off the edge. Not only that, but now their whole D-line is nasty because they've spent, the first? They took Bosa, Solomon Thomas, DeForest Buckner. Like, I think all top 5 picks.
Yeah, we're first-rounders.
And now they got a double-team Bosa, which frees up everybody else. Their linebackers are straight. Their secondary, Richard Sherman, is the number one corner in the league. Their defense is legit. The Garoppolo threw for 4 touchdowns.
Whoa.
Their defense
is legit. Richard Sherman's number one cornerback in the league?
Yeah.
Stephon Gilmore?
No, this was off of...
You're talking stats? You're talking about... What are you talking about?
PPF. I don't know, but I saw that he was number one. Stephon Gilmore was 2.
Come on, let's be real. You got to put Stephon Gilmore.
All right, but either one
Stephon
or 2.
Stephon Gilmore's
Richard
following
Sherman.
The best
okay,
receiver
that's not,
all
around.
We're
debating
yeah.
right now.
All
right,
go
ahead.
Go ahead.
Sherman does stay on that one side of the field.
Play cover playing, 3 all game.
But still, like... The defense is legit. Either 1 or 2, it don't matter.
I agree with that.
The defense is legit.
They are.
And the offense is run. Their rushing offense is 1. They're ranked 1. Mm-hmm. And now they got Emmanuel Sanders, who just balled out. He had a touchdown in 120 yards. He was targeted 11 times.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to get him the ball too, and they're running the ball.
I feel like I love their defense. I love Nick Bosa and what they're doing with the front 7. I just feel like I can't name a team that started off with an 8-0 start, 10-0 start, went 12-4 even, and then actually made it to the Super Bowl. Usually it's some wild card team or it's like, you know what
I'm
saying? Like,
I know what you mean.
Especially like somebody that's a one loss New Orleans. You can't tell me personally a one loss New Orleans isn't as good as the 49ers. I think they go in there and they spank the 49ers.
Who?
New Orleans? Saints, yeah. They just got Drew Brees back too.
Yeah, honestly, I would say the Saints – and the 49ers are the top.
You think it's Super Bowl or bust for the Niners right now?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I think so, too. Shanahan, he's first-year coach. That's the only thing that would scare me is that playoff experience. But sometimes it gets, like, overrated. Like, I mean, why switch up? Like, people get in the playoffs and it's like, oh, we got to do something different now.
The Bears last year, what were they, 12-4, and then they got knocked out first round?
Off a field goal kicker.
No experience.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, real quick. Kicking is another thing that I'm going to stand by. Kicking should be removed from football. I think kicking is a joke.
Adam Vinatieri lost me probably $1,000, I think, this week. Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. But, yeah, honestly, kicking is a joke. You know, these dudes are out here, you know, working their ass off, blood, sweat, and tears for 60 minutes. Let's say it's like a one-score game, like 12-6. No, 14-7. So the kicker, it doesn't even matter. The kicker comes on for like 5 plays a game. They already want to move the kickoff further. Just get rid of it. Then the kicker comes on. You have 1 job. And I don't get how these kickers will mess up, and then the players want to pick them up after the game. Like, hey, that's my kicker. I stand by him.
You know, he's pissing me off. Back at when we were at Graceland, dude, Cody Wood, that kid was a killer. I think he made like every field goal he ever kicked. But we had this, I don't even fucking remember his name, some guy that lost us maybe 4 games or something. Like, all you do at practice is kick the damn ball.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
all you do.
People are like, hey, you can't get mad at the kicker. Like, no, I've seen how these kickers practice. I don't know about other programs, but they don't sprint.
They chew dip and fucking
they go
walk
off
around
to
and,
the they go yeah. to a separate field and kick field goals.
You ever watch Blue Mountain State?
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's really how it is. That is the most accurate representation. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about the pros, but that's college for sure. But yeah, you're getting paid, I don't know, millions to kick a football. See, like, a linebacker, you got so many jobs. You got to read the run. You got to pass defense.
Like,
you got to do so many different things. Kicker, kick, and you can't do that. It's just sad that, honestly, without kicking, the Bucks would have won so many more games.
Well, the Niners game, getting back to them, that game came down to a kick this week. They won by 3 points. Yeah. Kyler Murray, man, I thought he was going to be a complete bust. He's doing decent. He's not doing bad. He's not doing bad.
Because he could get mobile, and that's great because they have no O-line.
Yeah, and good for them getting Kenyon Drake. David Johnson's coming back this week, but having Kenyon Drake, I think that adds a little bit to the team, a little bit
of
depth.
He ran for 100.
And David Johnson's always getting hurt, so it's probably good to have him. I want to see what direction they kind of go with because they don't really have a defense right now. Chandler Jones, Buda Baker's nice, but their defensive or DBs, they're not that good.
Oh, yeah, so Kyler Murray, rookie. What you think about who's your offensive rookie of the year?
Dude, I'll get into all the awards. You want to do it now? Fuck it.
Yeah, real quick because I want to talk about next week and then talk about some gambling. Let's win some money.
Rookie of the year, defensive Nick Bosa, for sure, hands down.
I don't think it's that far, though.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing good.
That's what I'm saying. Josh Allen's right behind him. He has played one more game, but he has same amount of sacks and one more forced fumble.
Yeah, offensively right now, most people, if you like go on ESPN and shit, they're talking about Josh Jacobs.
That's who
he's having a good year.
He's having a great year. Honestly, Minshew, but they want to – that's what I'm saying. Minshew is just as good as Kyler Murray at quarterback.
I think his numbers might be a little bit better. Minshew's. I was looking at it earlier today. Minshew's numbers might be a little bit better.
I think for passing yards, but not for touchdowns.
No, okay.
Definitely not rushing yards. But Minshew, I'm watching this whole game. This man stays in the pocket the whole time.
He does have a mustache, so he's
bro. That's what I'm saying.
My vote.
The Jags, them boys are fucking.
Yeah, Nick Foles. I don't know what they're doing, but
yeah. So we can agree on Nick Bosa.
Well, a couple more teams here. Jets and Dolphins. I know. You're sick of the Jets. Adam Gase, I think, should be gone. Aqib Talib, talked about that a little bit. That shit was funny.
That was funny.
No, Vikings, Chiefs, Vikings. Let's get over this quick. Vikings are mediocre. They have all this shit on paper. They can't win a fucking game when they have to.
I don't know what it is. They got Dalvin Cook, my boy, the best running back in the NFL.
And then Titans and Panthers, they had a game this week. Dude, Mariota, you're benching him for Ryan Tannehill.
It don't matter at this point.
But do you think they trade Ryan Tannehill? I mean, Mariota?
I don't know about trade him, but definitely don't renew that contract.
No, and then Cam Newton, too. They're talking about today that he's done in Carolina.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I see why they shut him down, but dang.
Bring him back, I think.
Oh, for sure, but I don't know. I would say bring him back, but they probably could get something good out of him.
Yeah.
Trade him for something.
All these teams are going in different directions. Like the Bengals, Andy Dalton, he's done over there in Cincinnati.
That's what I'm saying. Would you rather have like a young rookie quarterback to build or Cam Newton? Because I know Cam.
Personally, they're not. I mean, they got McCaffrey ball now. I'm going to take Cam.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Cam. I'll draft a quarterback to sit behind Cam and learn.
Yeah, that's smart.
It's crazy to me that these ESPN guys, they'll be talking about, Kyle Allen is the future, Mason Rudolph. No, they're not. No, they're not. Let's be real. They're a quarterback that they step in for a year, maybe two.
And they
two,
did good, yeah.
But these teams, they're going to draft a first-round quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. The boys are about to get paid.
In. Exactly,
like
yeah.
What you said, like Teddy Bridgewater. That man's got a beautiful pass defense.
Yeah.
He's got Mike Thomas, who's the third best receiver in this division.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
If Breeze is done this year, which I don't know if you think he will be.
I retired?
Yeah. Nah. He's been talking about it for a while. I don't know. He's balling out. If they win the Super Bowl, I think he could be.
Okay, yeah.
But Bridgewater, they offered it, or Miami offered him a contract to go down there and be the starting quarterback. He turned it down to sit behind Breeze.
Yeah.
That guy's doing it the right way. That's what everybody
should
do.
That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, will he be great? But he'll definitely get paid for sure.
He was undefeated this year.
Yeah.
It was like five games?
5-0.
Yeah.
I think he'll definitely get paid. But, yeah, MVP.
MVP right now, I got Russell Wilson, 22 touchdowns, 2,500 yards, I think it is, one interceptions. Dude, yeah. 22 touchdowns, one pick.
He's definitely leading the league in touchdowns.
He's balling.
Yeah, I definitely, that's what I'd probably say too.
But can they win the game? They've lost to New Orleans and they've lost to Baltimore. Can they win that game? That's going to get them to the Super Bowl? Right now, it doesn't look like it.
We'll see. Their pass defense is kind of weak.
Yeah.
I think, also, I would say, when you think of MVP, I don't know. Some people think best in the league. I think most valuable. So, like, I think, like, all right, if you take Russell Wilson off the Seahawks,
they're nothing.
They be?
They're nothing.
They're nothing.
Yeah.
But, like, McCaffrey, they lost Cam Newton. He's still balling.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still putting up numbers.
Yeah.
I'll say McCaffrey. I would say Lamar Jackson, too.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. That's definitely top five. McCaffrey, yeah. Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson.
I don't know
Wilson.
About what type of order, but definitely those three for sure.
Deshaun Watson.
I mean, he's up and coming, I would say. I don't know about MVP yet. Mm-hmm. And then also, I think that's it. Yeah, those three. Those I would have said four, Mahomes, yeah. But, you know, that
yeah, the injury,
injury
he's
hurt.
Probably getting knocked out.
Honestly, I would have said, I'm not going to talk about woulda, couldas. I'll be quick. Matt Ryan was balling. But that's yeah. One thing. Like, if your team sucks, they won't talk about you. Like Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford is a baller. He's fourth in passing yards, but no one cares because he plays for Detroit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Which they started. They had a good start to the year, the first, like, three or four games. I don't know what happened to them, but
We'll see because they got to play that Chicago defense next week.
Oh, another one, Aaron Rodgers. He had six passing touchdowns. I think it was versus the Raiders. And then this week came out, choked the dick, and didn't do shit versus the Chargers.
For real. That's what I'm saying. The secondary without Derwin James. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has those games. It definitely took him out of the MVP race, but who knows? He'll probably throw for who they got next week. Oh, I think they're on their bye.
You want to talk about? You want to get into next week?
Yeah, we can get into next week. Oh, they got Carolina. So that Carolina, he might throw for six touchdowns again.
Carolina too.
And he'll be back in the. Yeah, Carolina.
I thought they were good until they got blown out by the 49ers.
Yeah,
51-13.
I definitely thought that division would have been tougher. The NFC South. Because on paper, that is a tough division.
Yeah,
on paper,
New Orleyans.
That's what I'm saying. Atlanta on paper are Super Bowl contenders.
Well, let's do that. Let's talk about we'll talk about this week, and then we'll talk about the playoffs coming up. Who do you think is going to be in? Who do you think actually has a shot to make it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but this week, Chargers, Raiders. Who do you got?
Honestly,
let's do a pick'em. Do you want to? We got to ask the people, right? We're going to do a pick'em.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Honestly, that game that they played against the Packers, I like them to win. I like Melvin Gordon to come out. Ball at least two touchdowns.
Listen to this before you say the rest, because I don't want to hear what you say yet. You want to do that losers challenge? We got to ask the people if they want to see it. We do the pick 'em. Whoever gets the most games
All right, we about to start a loser challenge already.
And y'all got to text us. Y'all got to comment. See what the loser has to do. Basically, we're gonna do a pick 'em. So all the upcoming games this week, we're gonna see who can get the most games right, and then whoever wins. The other person, right, Nick, will probably have to do like a loser's challenge, and you guys will be able to say, hey, we want Nick to do this. Hopefully something realistic,
I'm not doing no out-of-pocket shit.
No gay shit. Yeah.
All right, so I see yours right here. You got the Raiders?
Yeah, I do. I got the Raiders over the Chargers. Josh Jacobs is balling, like you said.
Honestly, I do think Josh Jacobs is balling, but I think Joey Bosa is about to wreak havoc.
You going Chargers?
Yeah, I'm going Chargers. I think they're going to win.
So
I think they're going to ride that wave.
I got the Chiefs over the Titans.
Duh.
Yeah.
Next.
Giants, Bucks. I picked the Bucks. Cardinals, Bucks. I put the Bucks.
You think I'm going to go against the Bucks?
Yeah, there we go. So we have
to agree
on that
one. I'm saying Jameis Winston is going to throw for three touchdowns.
Giants,
he's
Jets.
Have a pick.
Giants.
Over the Jets. Shit. Hell yeah. I'm going with the Giants too. The Jets ain't shown me nothing yet. The boys haven't shown nothing yet.
Falcons, Saints. We both know that. Bills, Browns. That's a tough one, man. Bills, that's a big controversy. They haven't really played nobody this year.
Yeah.
They don't make the schedule.
They got a good defense, though. Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't make the schedule, but I'm going to go Browns.
I'm saying this could be a game where Baker Mayfield will silence the haters. Oh, they get Kareem Hunt back.
They do, ooh. But having Nick Chubb, how often are they going to really use
that
him?
That boy can't hold on to the ball for shit.
Yeah, I
got to at least incorporate him.
I'm just a Baker fan, man. I just want to see him prove the people so
honestly,
wrong.
I feel like if they use Kareem Hunt, because he's still a good back, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go with the Browns. I think that this is a comeback week. I don't see anybody, you know, their pass rush is straight.
I think
but
they had the second toughest schedule the first eight games. Second eight games have the easiest schedule. The Browns.
Yeah, they should coast.
Hopefully,
coast, but you know they should at least win three.
Because they play they have to play Baltimore again, I think. But they play like Cincinnati, which they already beat Baltimore, by the way. But they play Cincinnati, they play Pittsburgh.
All right, so we got the Browns. All right, so we got the Ravens and the Bengals.
Oh, Ravens, yeah, no shit.
Ravens, that's what I'm taking.
Lions, Bears, that's a tough one.
You taking the Lions?
I'm taking the Lions. I like the Bears defense. So does everybody. But Trubisky, man.
Honestly, I do love Trubisky because I feel like he's not getting, you know, I feel like they're just shitting on him in the media, but he's not going to throw a ball against that pass defense.
Yeah,
is nice.
Yeah, they're Darius Slay and all that.
Darius Slay is a top five corner.
Matt Patricia's a defensive-minded coach. Trey Flowers over there. They're going to ball. Oh, I got the Lions.
I'm about to agree. Lions.
Dolphins, Colts with Brian Hoyer, no Jacoby Brissett. I'll still take the Colts.
Me too. Rams and Steelers.
Rams.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams too because, I mean, they're good. Yeah. Dang, this is kind of.
It's kind of even.
But you said all right, the Panthers?
How about this one? Panthers-Packers, yeah. What do you think about this one?
That's oh, hell no. I'm going with the Packers.
Packers, I'll take the Panthers.
Aaron Rodgers might shred them, boys.
I hope McCaffrey goes off. Aaron Jones did nothing last week, man, but we'll see if he comes back.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Luke Kuechly, that's really it. Their secondary's average.
I'm just hoping McCaffrey just tears them up, but we'll see.
I don't know. That Packer defense is – they've never been known for their defense, but this year they kind of got one.
Yeah, they do. They do. Okay.
So we got the Vikings and Cowboys.
I want to go Vikings just because it seems like every time they lose a big game, they come back and they win a big game.
Yeah, you're right. But after I was just talking about the Cowboys.
You got to go Dallas.
Yeah, I'm going with them boys. Let's go. Let's go.
Seahawks Niners.
You went with the Seahawks?
I'm taking the Seahawks, man. I think this week Russell Wilson proves he's the MVP of the league. 49ers, this is where it starts to go downhill for them.
49ers. That defense is about to show why Lamar Jackson is going to be the front runner. Because Bosa's going to be on his ass all game.
So let me ask you this. The spreads. What are the spreads looking like? What teams would you put money on this week? Let's get into gambling a little bit.
All right, man. So the Chargers or the Chargers are a 1.5-point favorite. So that game could go either way.
Well, Chargers are 1.5-point favorite versus the Raiders?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm putting money on the Raiders all day.
I would probably have to take that, too. I would definitely take that. Over, under 49. I'm really not even worried about the over.
Let's just talk. Let's talk about the spreads here. Go ahead and put your bets on the Raiders, though. I'm gonna make you guys money. Thank me later.
All right. So let's see. All right. Ooh, the Lions. Dang, the Lions are the underdog here. They're given a
what's the spread?
2.5.
2.5.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Where are they playing?
They're playing in Chicago.
That's a tough one. I don't know if I would make that bet personally.
Honestly, I feel like I would. Because people see, oh, that cold will get to them. Oh, man, that's what I'm saying. It's a pro NFL. Place. They sit on the damn heated bench, and the balls are kept in, like, a warm.
Detroit and Chicago are both.
But Detroit plays in that dome.
Oh, I hear you.
I don't care about that cold. Them boys are not cold on the field. They got all this new technology.
Matt Stafford's been playing in the league for how long? He's used to it by now.
I would take Detroit.
What's the Seahawks-Niners spread?
Oh, let's check. Seahawks and Niners. Yeah, they got the heated benches. They sit on a bench.
Shout out Kev. Hey. Shout out our producer, Kev.
Hey, remember when we played Evangel and the boys brought their own benches?
Oh, no, but I do remember that the backups were all standing by the heater, so Coach Dykens turned that shit off.
That was funny.
And we froze to death, man. that shit sucked, yeah.
All right, but no, the San Francisco 49ers are a 6-point favorite.
I'm taking the Seahawks on that bet.
I would have
all
to.
Day.
I feel like the game is going to be
close.
It's
going to be a good game. I'm taking the Seahawks.
Damn, that's kind of crazy. I would definitely take that bet.
So make that parlay. Raiders-Seahawks. Raiders-Seahawks, yeah.
Three-team parlay. Three-team parlay because I'm definitely taking Detroit.
Well, Dolphins are coming off a win. I'm wondering if the bettors did some bullshit here against the Colts, especially with Jacoby Brissett out.
No, they didn't.
No? What's the spread?
The Colts are favored by 10.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they put it in because I think Jacoby Brissett's still questionable. Buccaneers are a 4-point favorite. I don't even know what to do with them anymore. The Browns are the favorite.
Are they?
Yeah.
So I'll take the Bills by 2.5. I'll take the Bills. Are they playing in Buffalo?
No, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Ain't nobody trying to play in that fucking Buffalo cold.
So the best bets of the week right now are pretty much the Raiders and the Seahawks. If you guys want to go make a little bit of money.
That's what I'll do.
I'll take those spreads.
I mean, look at my account right now. Read that number right there. Read this number. Let them know I got to make some money.
Damn, that is. You've been doing good.
No, bro, that's a dollar. That's not $1.11. That's not $111. That's $1.11. I might be that guy that hits that 10-team parlay.
Dude, Adam Vinatieri lost me $1,000 last weekend because he missed the fucking kick. Take kickers out of the game. That's if this podcast gets us anything.
Remember,
I hope the NFL sees this and gets
kickers
fucking kickers out
of
the
game.
Yeah. But talk about fantasy a little bit. Who do you have? You think is gonna ball out this week?
Honestly. I would probably have to. I don't even know. I got to go set my roster, but I definitely like.
I like Jameis versus the Cardinals. If you can't throw,
I do. Yeah, I do like. Well, I mean, obviously, like people like Saquon and stuff like that. But
Lamar Jackson, whoever's playing him versus the Bengals, he's gonna go off for 40 points.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I really got to sit down and look at it, but
we'll see. I mean, basically, just kind of recap, right? This is pretty much what our show is going to be. We're going to come out here. We're going to talk about sports a little bit
like
this.
Yeah, we're going to recap, predict, let y'all know who we think is good. I'm not going to say anybody sucks because they're all in the NFL for a reason. I'll say some people are trash.
Yeah, that's not different. Playing good.
Yeah, they're not playing. They're playing like trash. They're not trash. Yeah. But
but y'all come out. Y'all let us know what y'all think we should change, what you guys think we should do, if we should add some segments, which we have some ideas going.
Yeah, and then another thing is we need a name.
Yeah, we need a name. Y'all, we originally was The Balcony, but as you guys can see, we're not on a balcony anymore.
Balcony is probably copyrighted by somebody. I don't know. I mean, it's a common name, and The Balcony is small, but who knows? We might move it out there anyway. We might move to a different balcony. Yeah. We might move to a penthouse.
But just let us know. What do you guys think we should do? Stuff like that. We have a couple segments we're thinking about. Like, originally was what makes me want to jump off the balcony.
Yeah.
When Max Kellerman goes on ESPN and says track isn't a sport. Or did you see what he said this week? What did
he say?
This man said the Eagles receivers are dropping passes because Carson Wentz doesn't know how to lead. As a leader. Like, get him off the show. I swear ESPN pays him to say something stupid.
I'm pretty sure he's sitting in his dressing room getting the makeup on, and he's reading his script. I'm pretty sure it's all scripted, and he's like, hey, yo, producers, please don't let me go out there and say Kobe is not an all-decades player. Yeah.
Come on, man.
You signed the contract. Get your ass out there and say it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So, honestly, who knows? It could be Kellerman just – that might be what he's saying, but ESPN might just be like, let's sell views. Because people are going to want to click on this link. Hey, Stephen A. Smith, we're going to turn you to a meme today.
Yeah.
And he's like, please, I just want to talk about basketball. Nope.
No, it's all drama, man. It's like, my mom watches these novellas, these Spanish novellas. That's what it is.
I bet. No, the funniest is when, off topic, but when they got to talk about, like, baseball.
This man, they don't know what Smith. The
he's like, Justin Verlander, yeah, he's going to win. He's going to break that streak. Guess what Justin Verlander went and did? Lost the damn World Series. We watched that game.
Bro, you remember...
that was the first baseball game you watched that year.
You remember when Stephen A. was like, Hunter Henry's going to have a great year after he tore his ACL, and he's saying all this dumb stuff like, I don't even know, Phillip Rivers is going to have a great year for Chicago. What are you talking about, man? But let us know. Like, what should we do? What should we change? Mm-hmm. What should we add? Throw some segments our way. You guys also got to let us know what the loser is going to have to do this week with the pick-ems. We're going to watch the NFL and see what we get out of that this week. Anything you want to say?
That's about it. We're going to be here every week letting y'all know what we think. And we're going to give y'all real sports. So if you want real sports, watch us. But we'll have a name soon. Let us know.
Episode one of many, hopefully. And shout out to your mom. She actually just messaged me on Instagram. So
what'd she say? You post
shout
me
out
on
Coca's
there?
Mom.
You post me on there?
We're in the studio.
Oh, great. But yeah, also, once again, sorry, Dad, about bashing the Jets. Oh yeah, also real quick, I want to say my boy at work, David Smith, I wanted to, because he's a Detroit fan, and Matt Stafford, underrated quarterback, most underrated quarterback in the NFL. I told him I was going to say it because I believe it.
And before we go, last thing I have is check out our new trailer for our podcast, and let's see how you like it. So play the clip, Kev, and when we have a clip, I'm sure he'll play it.
But all right.
Y'all have a good night.